I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our GeoQuiz today focused on an ancient Andean city and this weekend's solstice celebrations in Bolivia. Put the two together, and the answer is Tiwanaku. That's the name of the capital of an ancient Andean civilization, and it's one of the places where Bolivia's indigenous Aymara people celebrate the new year on June 21st. The date marks a summer solstice here in the northern hemisphere, but down in the south, it's the winter solstice. Reporter Annie Murphy is on the line with us from La Paz. And Annie, this year, the winter solstice there is an especially big deal. Why?
Well, this year it's going to be incredibly important because it's now a national holiday.
So a new national holiday. This year it falls on a Sunday, the 21st does. But in the future, will Bolivians, all Bolivians, get the day off from work?
Well, it depends on whenever it falls. If it falls on a work day, they'll get the day off. And if it falls on a weekend, they'll just celebrate on the weekend. But the idea is that everyone can celebrate it from now on.
And I don't know if the Aymara people will actually get the day off because the winter solstice is tied to agriculture. It's the start of a new growing season for them. What happens? I mean, you've been to Tiwanaku. What's the agricultural scene there like?
Well, Tiwanaku it's a town that's in the middle of the Altiplano, these high-altitude plains. So it's very high and cold and quite dry. But it's an important agricultural center. They grow potatoes, quinoa, other crops like that. So it has a very busy agricultural life, but there's no doubt that they'll be taking off Aymara New Year to celebrate anyway.
Now, Bolivian President Evo Morales himself belongs to the Aymara group. Is this a personal decision more than a political decision?
I don't think it's a personal decision so much. This is also a very important holiday in Inca civilization, and Quechua people are you know, part of that. So in Bolivia, you have 30% Aymara, more or less, and 30% Quechua. So this is a really important holiday for the majority of the people in Bolivia. So I tend to think that it's a decision to celebrate a holiday everyone's been celebrating for a really long time rather than a personal political decision.
So I trust that Bolivians reacted pretty well when President Morales made the decree of this new holiday this week.
Absolutely. Everyone's very excited about being able to celebrate, first of all, you know, the traditional cultural event, and also everyone's excited to have another holiday to add to the calendar.
Are there other ethnic or cultural groups in Bolivia that are also asking for their own holiday to be made official nationwide?
Well, Bolivia is home officially to 36 different indigenous groups, so I'm sure that there are petitions for many different holidays. This is the only one that has really been publicized so far, but I suspect we'll see other groups asking for their holidays to be marked on the calendar, too.
Speaking of the calendar, this Sunday will begin year 5517 in the Aymaran culture. Explain how experts came to this number.
Well, Andean scholars, as far as I understand, have come to this number because they have calculated that, you know, the civilization before the Spanish arrived to the Americas was around for about 5,000 years. Then you tack on the 517 years since the Spanish have been here, and you come up with 5,517.
All right, so 5,000 years of Aymaran culture, 517 since Christopher Columbus arrived.
That's right.
Annie Murphy is a freelance journalist in La Paz, Bolivia. Thanks very much for your time, Annie.
Thank you, Marco.